Welcome to the Let's Talk Energy podcast from EnergyNet. This series was recorded at the Africa Energy Forum 2024 in Barcelona, Spain. Join us for these and other episodes as we talk to the industry players, stakeholders, and rising stars of Africa's energy sector.
I'm Sir Richard Nelson, coordinator of Power Africa. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Happy to be here. We've worked with Power Africa for a long time now. Yeah. We really value our partnership with you guys, not just at AEF, but of course at the Powering Africa Summit as well.
Yeah, right.
Thank you very much for joining us. How have your first few days been at AEF this week?
It's been wonderful. We were talking earlier. I mean, this is it's one of the most productive weeks of the year. And it's one of the most hectic and tiring weeks of the year, but we love coming to AEF. This is my third time coming to an AEF, and it's just a bonanza of meeting partners one after the other, making new partnerships. And so it's just incredibly valuable, both from meeting, you know, private sector, government officials, everyone in between. It's just incredibly important for us to be a part of this. And so I was just really pleased to be able to come here. In fact, it was interesting. I was supposed to start my job probably in about July.
Wow.
But I started early in April so that there were a few reasons, but this is one of them, so that I could come to AEF.
No way.
Right off the bat as I'm starting this tenure.
Amazing. And that links quite nicely. I was going to ask, what have your first few months been like as coordinator of Power Africa? Because, yeah, I know you kind of started March, April time.
Yeah. I started right at the beginning of April. And I've been telling people, I am new to the role of coordinator, but I'm not new to Power Africa. I was with Power Africa from about 2017 to early 2020, based in South Africa. I was the deputy coordinator then. So I got to know Power Africa fairly well. And then for the past 4 years, I've been in Uganda as the USAID mission director there, which is a very different experience. So coming back has been a change of pace. It's been very much a race almost as I've gotten onto the ground. One, adjusting to life in the United States again after being away for a while, but also getting to know our partners, starting with our interagency partners. That was my top priority, to make sure that I'm meeting with all of the 12 different agencies that make up Power Africa, the core U.S. government focus of the partnership. And so that's been really good. I've been able to have some really productive meetings with them, trying to strengthen the coordination that we have in the field with them. And then I've also had a number of meetings with our development partners, African Development Bank, World Bank, Swedes, the Danes, others, just to make sure that we're collaborating better with them. And we've got plans to do more of that in a concrete way to sort of really engage that partnership effectively. And because of that, I've also been traveling quite a bit. Mm-hmm. So it's been a very fast-paced few months getting on the ground. I was in Angola just a couple of weeks ago. I'm here. I'm heading to Nigeria in another 2 weeks, and was in South Africa before that. And so, but it's the way I like it. I mean, it's what I have to do. I'm committed to really being on the continent, to really making that the focus of what we're doing, and making sure our team is really well organized, well coordinated, and just pushing this agenda as hard as we can.
Yeah, amazing. And were you traveling a lot when you were based in Uganda as the mission director there?
I was traveling a lot around Uganda.
Yeah.
So I got to just about every corner of Uganda.
Wow.
Aside from the part where we were in lockdown during COVID. But it's a beautiful country.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful to be there for the last 4 years, but a very different role for me. So coming back into this, you know, it's a lot more dealing with the private sector, a lot more dealing with, you know, finance and investment banks and bankers and utilities. And it's just really kind of a different focus, but it's what I love.
Amazing. Yeah. And it's interesting, you know, going from Kampala, Uganda to DC again.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you've been traveling so much, it's almost like you haven't quite settled completely back into the States.
Yes, that's true. And and my wife has been traveling a lot also. So our little apartment that we got in DC is still only partially furnished and does not quite feel like home yet.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping when I get back in a few weeks, we'll be able to sort that out a little bit. But it's nice to be back in the States after a while, just to reconnect with friends and other colleagues from across the US government and elsewhere. So it does feel like home.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I wanted to ask, so we read a really exciting announcement this week. So USAID announced the launch of the Empower West Africa activity, which is a new $73 million contract
right.
under Power Africa. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah, exactly. So this is one of our four major regional contracts that we have on the continent that really are an extension of my office. So these are consultants who bring a wealth of experience in the sector to really cover a region and look for projects, look for opportunities with governments to really advance the sector, whether it's in generation, transmission, off-grid, on-grid, whatever. They're looking for ways to just push the boundaries, push the needle. And by doing that, open up opportunities for other companies to come in and follow suit, to try to create that enabling environment for them. And so we've had a contract there operating in West Africa for the last 5 years. They've achieved some pretty incredible results. They've been able to support about 3.6 million connections over the last 5 years, and about 2,100 megawatts they've been able to help support reach financial close. This new mechanism is going to try and build on that and do a little bit more. They're going to be working across 18 countries in West Africa. We tend to focus on Sub-Saharan Africa. So the 18 countries in West Africa that are part of Sub-Saharan Africa, but they're looking at trying to deliver 2,500 megawatts of power by helping projects reach financial close, and then also helping to develop 1,500 kilometers of transmission lines as well. And then also 5 to 6 million connections. So there are ambitious targets in West Africa, but they really mirror what we're doing in the other regions as well. We have similar teams in East Africa and Southern Africa, and then one that's dedicated to Nigeria also.
Okay.
And so they're all in the process or have just recently been sort of renewed, these contracts. And so the teams are being assembled or in some cases already on the road, trying to develop their work plans and really make things happen.
Wow, so exciting.
Yeah.
And you touched just then on the word transmission. Yeah. And Power Africa yesterday hosted a session on the importance of private sector investment in transmission to meet the transmission needs of the continent. I know that's something that you very personally interested in. So I was interested in knowing, how is Power Africa supporting private sector investment in the transmission sector across the continent?
No, that's a good question. So from our different partnerships, starting with those mechanisms I was just talking about, those contracts, we have advisors that are working with governments and helping them develop regulatory frameworks that are open to allowing private investment in transmission. We're working with the government of Angola on that. We're working with other governments on trying to set that up so it's more conducive. We're working as advisory bodies, for example, in Uganda, working on renewing substations on the border areas, also other areas of Uganda as well, but on the border areas to help facilitate cross-border trade with the development of those transmission lines. And so these consultants are in there advising the government entities on what they need to do to be able to structure the regulations and policies to be able to allow that to happen. We're also with the broader network of Power Africa partners, for example, like the Development Finance Corporation. They are directly financing some development of lines, like, for example, one that's being built in Mozambique. So they're getting behind that financially to be able to help make that happen. And so we have the U.S. Trade and Development Agency that's looking to do feasibility studies to support private sector investment into that area as well. So really, we're working sort of at every level in many different areas of the continent. We worked with Auda NEPAD in the development of the continental-wide master plan that they've just rolled out. We advised them and did some of the work on one of the sections of that plan, really relating to battery storage. And so there's a lot of different touch points where we're trying to accelerate and speed up the rate at which transmission is coming online and the effectiveness of that the governments have in terms of managing that power and the way they're trading that power. We've also done quite a bit of work with the power pools in West Africa, Southern Africa in particular, where we've helped those regulatory bodies and those power pools really be effective in the way they're managing the flow, the way they manage the trades, in attracting other members to participate in the power pools. In fact, even in the Southern Africa power pool, there's a lot of private sector entities that are becoming members of that pool, so they can trade also. We've got Africa Green Co., for example, an aggregator organization that's looking to offtake from different producers and then be able to sell to other customers through that pool. Mm-hmm. And then there are others joining as well. In West Africa also, we have private sector joining there. And so we're sort of helping the regulators of these pools figure that out, like, you know, how to regulate that, how to manage that, how to help the financial or manage the financial side of that as well. So there's a lot of work through these consultants specifically that's being done with those power pools.
Wow, interesting. And yeah, I guess you touched on the power pools there and how Power Africa are going to be working with those regional power pools to bolster cross-border transmission and energy sharing, electricity sharing, stuff like that. I was wondering, what are you most excited about over the next 5 years for Africa's energy sector? I'm conscious you've been in the role now for only a few months. So maybe 5 years is a long time down the road, but what are you most excited about over, let's say, 5 years?
That's one of them, is actually seeing the power pools become more effective. I mean, to me, in the few months that I've been on the job, much more so than when I was on the, you know, with Power Africa before, everyone sees transmission and effective power pools as a major aspect to the long-term solution to energy access on the continent, to the growth of the sector. And so I am really hoping over the next 5 years that Power Africa can help to figure out ways to make that happen. And, you know, I described a number of ways that we already are supporting that effort, but we're really seriously thinking about other innovative ways that we can mobilize other partners to be able to speed this up. So that's one. The other, I would say, is, I mean, one of the key factors, and you've heard it in every single one of these sessions, is the role of the government in setting the stage for this, in setting up a regulatory environment where the private sector can thrive and where consumers can get their power in a reliable, sustainable way, in an affordable way, but it's still generating enough revenue to help these utilities operate without heavy subsidies, or a private developer to be able to actually make money. And so the government plays this key role, and it all comes back to this political will. You know, how badly do they want this? How high is it on their list of priorities? And it's not easy, right? These governments are dealing with 1,000 priorities that are extremely important, and this is just one of those. But if this is an area that is as foundational as we say it is, that is so critical to the development of an industry or an economy in a country, mm-hmm. then I would suggest that it needs to be higher up on the list of priorities, mm-hmm. and that governments really need to be thoughtful about how they want to enable this environment. And it's going to take boldness. It's going to take some risk on their part. We're here to help. I think the private sector is willing to engage. And it's going to have to be a collaborative partnership among all of us. But I would really love to see over the next 5 years a lot more of that collaboration, a lot more forward-leaning by these government entities to be able to make this happen.
And I think that's one of the interesting things about Power Africa. One of the things we've admired for a long time is just the array of partners that mm-hmm. you have, you know, since the initiative's inception, which was in 2014, I think, the number of
2013
mm-hmm. even, the number of beyond grid partners, the private sector partners, mm-hmm. the governments you work with, it's incredible. So I think if there's one organization or a collection of organizations, you know, that can bring all of these stakeholders together and really make a difference, it's Power Africa and the intergovernmental agencies you work with.
Yeah, thank you. It's something that I've been talking to my team a lot about is that, you know, you look at all the organizations that are here at AEF, and every one of them is bringing a unique set of skills and talents and resources to this problem. Mm-hmm. At Power Africa, we're in sort of this unique position of having 1,000 different touch points mm-hmm. across many, many of these organizations. Mm-hmm. And so what we're trying to do is to make sure that we are resourced enough, we're equipped enough, we're knowledgeable enough so that we can be that first phone call. So that if any new company is coming to the continent, or if a government has something they want to do, but they're not quite sure where to go with it, they can call Power Africa. Yeah. And we, through our network of partners, will be able to find somebody who they can talk to, somebody who can potentially provide them with the solution that they need. It may be another partner, it may be some information, it may be just some other sort of connection, but that's what we want to be, is we want to be solid enough as a team and as a comprehensive partnership to be able to be that first call for anyone who's looking for that kind of help.
Absolutely. And you mentioned at the beginning, so I think this is your third AEF.
Third AEF. Yeah.
So which was the first that you attended?
First one was in Mauritius.
Oh.
Back in 2018,
2018. Yeah. Not a bad debut.
No, it was not bad. And then I went to Lisbon.
Okay, 2019.
2019.
Great. Yeah, and then there was a bit of a break. Obviously, 2020 didn't happen. But it's mad, you know, to look at how big it is now with 2,500 people here compared to Mauritius, which I think was about 1,000. Uh-huh. So to kind of finish off, what are the sorts of outcomes you would like to see from this week's AEF? You know, there aren't many places where you have all of the key stakeholders, decision makers in one place. So what are you, what would you like to see the outcomes be?
Well, to me, there are two categories of outcomes that I think about with AEF. Number one is sort of the high level thinking, right? And there are other times when people get together, but this one provides a really good venue for people to really debate about the future of the sector and where we need to be going. And in fact, I was on I was helping with a panel earlier today with the World Bank, where we were talking about the effectiveness of utilities and the private sector role with utilities and what that needs to look like. And it was interesting because we had some utilities that were just bringing on private sector, others that were moving away from private sector on the same panel, talking about their experiences, right? And I loved that because you're getting these very different perspectives to help us all think and realize that, you know, there's no one size fits all in Africa. It's 54 different countries, and each one has its own unique, environments that we need to be cognizant of. And that's why it takes venues like this, where we can get that multiplicity of views and perspectives to be able to make us think a different way. right? So that's the first takeaway that we all come away with. And I hope that we can continue to do that in future AEFs with real debates and not just people chatting, right? But then the second category is the actual, the practical, you know, partner to partner connections that we're making. I'm back to back to back with partners. And in every one of those, we're coming away with follow-up items. Okay, I need to introduce this person to that person. And I've done that at least three times in over the last few days. Oh, I need to connect you with this person. And then we do. And then they carry on from there, right? And then we have, my team has already a list of probably 20 follow-up items that they're chasing right now to help different partners kind of get to that next hurdle. And so that to me is just invaluable because we can pack all of that in within a few days. And so to me, you know, events like AEF, this one in particular, is just extremely useful because everybody who's anybody in the power sector comes to AEF.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, we
wish you the best of luck going forward and safe travels over the next few weeks.
Thank you.
And yeah, we love working with Power Africa. We know you do amazing stuff. So we look forward to working with you for the rest of the year and into Cape Town next year for 2025.
Thank you. Yeah, we've got a strong partnership and we'll definitely continue that going forward.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right.
Cheers.
All right.
Thank you.
This series was recorded at the Africa Energy Forum 2024 in Barcelona, Spain. Join us for these and other episodes as we talk to the industry players, stakeholders, and rising stars of Africa's energy sector.